This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. What goes on in our homes, how we dine in our homes, really does have a ripple effect back to our farms and the entire food industry. And some things are changing. I'll talk about it after this. I got a message over the weekend from a radio newsman in Los Angeles. We've never met, but I've known him. I've heard him on the broadcast many times, and he said, I see you on those Mecum tractor auction broadcasts. And he marveled at how good some of those tractors look. They sure do look good, but I can tell you what, a lot of the people to restore them want to make sure that deep down inside those tractors are pristine too. And several have told me they use Mystic lubricants. They use, for example, JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So, whether your equipment is brand new, or it's 3 or 4 decades old but looks brand new, you can keep it working harder for longer. Lubrication domination is what they call it. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer going online to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Well, we are changing how we dine. And who knows, that may have some kind of implications for those of you in the business of producing food. But National Restaurant News reports that in today's high-tech, hyper-busy, work-at-home, Netflix-binging culture, we're just not as interested as previous generations in solving that dinner problem, that problem of what to eat, by going out to eat. So there has been a decline for several years in visits to restaurants at dinner time. This according to NPD Group, that's a market research firm. And their vice president and food analyst at NPD, David Portalatin, says there has been very little growth in the restaurant traffic in recent years. It's been flat or maybe up 1%. But in the first quarter of this year, dinner visits went up nearly 1%. And in the second quarter, they went up by about 0.5%. But what is driving this growth is it's dinner being delivered. Dinner menu offerings that are being delivered by popular restaurant chains. He says it bears watching. It tells us there's something happening out there. 49% of all meals are consumed at home, and restaurant meals eaten at home are up. David Portalatin says the American consumer is just really centered around consuming meals at home today. We consume more dinner at home than we ever have in our history, he says. As for what consumers are eating at home, Portalatin says there is increasing demand for in-home meals that skew healthier, as he put it. He says there's emerging this trend of blended meals. It may be prepared items purchased from a restaurant, a grocery, or a convenience store, and then there are ingredients or dishes already in the home, and they're put together to make the meal. I'll be back after this.